This is Mooney calling in.
Radio. What's doing, Kurt?
Nothing yet, Dave. But Friday night's just starting. I'm heading across town to the park. Check in with you later.
That was a hot tune from the Dwar Man, but now we're going to slow it down a little bit for all you make-out artists at the top of the world.
Give me a cold one, dude. All right.
I'm Jojo, the ice cream clown, with the bestest ice cream in town. We'll give you the stick, you give it a lick, and it'll tickle you all the way down. Ice cream, we brought our goodies here to you. A tasty treat for while you brew. Let's take a break. Cool off those hot lips with our tasty, frozen fruity bars. Icy Wicy's, Fudgy Wudgy bars, and everyone's favorite frozen delight, the Liquor Stick.
Jeez, what the...
Get out of here, you morons. Hey, take your ice cream and get lost.
Oh, yeah?
Quiet down.
So you don't want any ice cream? Well, you're not getting any.
You were getting it before you showed up.
Those guys, man, what the hell are they doing here?
Great idea, Paul. Everybody loves ice cream.
What do you mean? It was your idea. Hey, why don't we just park here for a while?
Hey, what are you guys trying to pull here?
Oh, well, we thought we'd park here for a while.
You said we could have all the ice cream we wanted, but you didn't say anything about parking. What kind of girls do you think we are?
I told you they weren't that stupid.
We want you to take us home right now. Yeah.
Take it easy. Keep your shirt on.
Don't worry. We intend to.
Well, this worked out just great.
Don't blame me.
I didn't want to come here.
Hey, why don't we try to drive it?
Oh, that's dumb.
Hey, wait a minute. What's playing?
Knuckleheads.
You know those guys.
Those guys are my best friends from school. I'll tell you, whenever I want to have a good time, I call Rich and Paul. A night out with those guys is a total adventure. What am I talking about the Torrenzi brothers for? I would much rather be kissing you. Ooh.
This is great.
Yeah. Wow, check that out.
You see that? Yeah, I saw that. That was incredible.
Bobby Hornswoggle. Did you see that little old sky jockey zip down in there, Pooh? Haley's Comet, and he's landed in our backyard! There's going to be thousands of people are coming! They're going to have hot dogs, they're going to have helicopters and airplanes and tacos! This is our lucky day! We're going to be rich, Pooh! We're going to be rich!
Come on, let's go check it out.
Oh, come on, no way. Debbie, it's a waste of time. It's got to be 1,000 miles away. We ruined our whole evening.
Don't give me that. You saw how close it was. It landed right over the hill. Now, that is not 1,000 miles away. Come on. You can find it, Mr. Adventure.
Debbie, don't you want to finish our champagne?
Take it with us. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Enter, dog. Come on.
Well, I'll be greased and fried.
What in blue blazes the circus doing up in these parts? Yeah, I love the circus. Come on. Maybe we can get us some free passes. Come on, Pooh. I never seen one that looked like this one before. I don't know, Pooh. You know, there's something kind of peculiar around here. Where is everybody? You know, there ain't nobody around. Where's the dang ticket booth? How are we supposed to get in and see the show? That dog. Pooh. Something funny is happening around here. What in tarnation's going on here? Where's my Pooh Bear? How dare they stay apart with my bare hands? This thing is wired.
Kurt?
Same old shit. I got him boozing it up in the park.
We were just walking through the park on the way to the dorm. We had a bottle of wine.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night. We were walking around. We didn't do nothing.
You guys go to the college, right?
Yeah, right.
So why don't you just stay there and do your drinking on campus? Why do you have to come into town?
Well, I mean, we live in this town, too. I mean, we don't have to just stay on campus.
Yeah. And it's scum like you that are killing this town.
Come on, Kurt! Come on, Kurt! Now, just take it easy.
What's the matter, Dave? You got a thing for these little boys? Oh. Empty your pockets!
We just had a little wine. What's the problem?
You're the problem, you little shit!
Just lighten up, Mooney. Just lighten up.
Back off, Dave. Open container, public intoxication, littering, disturbing the peace, resisting arrest. These kids are history. Unless you want to rewrite the laws, Mr. Police Academy.
Oh, look, you got this problem with my training. I don't care. But when you bring someone into the station, I don't want to see you beating them up. Now, if you're going to book them, do it according to procedure. Or I swear, Kurt, you and that badge of yours will be history.
Tell you what's going to be history, Dane. These kids. Now, get in there. Get in there!
Yeah, looks like we're going to have to walk from here. Let's see. If instinct serve chief, correct?
Uh-huh.
Path lie that way. We must travel many moons. Many, many moons. Many, many,
many.
Enough many. Already with the moon. Lead the way, Chief Running at the Mouth.
Doing all the way out here. Pretty lousy location for a show.
Something's wrong. This doesn't feel right. Weren't we looking for the shooting star?
Come on, this looks neat. Let's check this out.
No. Let's go. I've seen enough.
Oh, come on, Deb. I want to take a closer look. You can stay here.
Alone?
Well, would you be more scared if you came with me or if I left you here?
If you left me here. Let's go.
What? Come on.
Okay, I'm coming.
Come on, let's check this out.
No. Mike, we better not.
Deb, you are going to love this. Don't be a baby.
This is bizarre. What kind of circus is this?
This is that new wave European circus fantastique.
Hurry, step right up.
See the Circus Bizarro. Come on, step right up, little lady. Don't be shy, don't be stupid. Come see the incredible Miss 50-50, half man, half woman, the perfect double date.
Yeah, that's where little lady, step right up here and see Gumbo, the toothless elephant. Or, right over here, we've got Belinda, the Billy McWonder. Watch her binge and purr before your very eyes.
Mike, keep it down. Somebody will catch us.
God, this place is great or what? God, it looks like it was decorated by Clowns R Us.
I don't know. So how much further do you want to go?
Well, let's just go down here to the end of this hall. It's where those doors are. Come on. This way. Here, come on. Look at this place. Smells like candy. You know, I don't know if we saw out there before, but this looks like a cotton candy factory to me. Yeah, this must be where they're hanging up to dry before they ship the stuff out.
No, it's not. I've never seen anything like this before. Have you?
No.
Well, that's because nobody has. I don't believe in UFOs. But if they do exist, then we're trapped in one right now.
I mean, will you just calm down? There's got to be a logical explanation for this.
This isn't what you think it is. Nobody stores cotton candy like this.
What are you talking about? Of course it is. Gosh, look. Ah!
We're going to tell them there's a bunch of clowns running around the hills killing people with cotton candy?
I have a friend there. I know he'll believe us.
I don't know, Debbie. I wouldn't even believe us.
Come, Marty.
Joe Lombardo, he's dead.
And some old man, too.
Wait a second, guys. Are you sure about this?
Yes, they were hanging there, wrapped up in these cotton candy things, these cocoons.
Cocoons?
Yes, cocoons.
You know, cocoons.
All right, everybody, calm down. Look, Debbie, come inside and explain this to me. I'd like to help you, but before I can, I've got to understand what's going on here myself.
Go on. Look.
Gordo.
All right, sit down. Let's start from the beginning, all right?
Okay. Okay, we were up at the top of the world, and we saw this shooting star, and we decided to go look for it. But instead of finding the shooting star, we saw this circus tent. And that's when we went inside, and that is when we saw those people in those pink cotton candy cocoons. Dave, it was not a circus tent. It was something else.
What?
It was a spaceship, and there was these things, these killer clowns, and they shot popcorn at us. We barely got away.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Dave, we are telling you the truth. You've got to believe us.
Let me tell you something, honey. I was just over there. There's nothing going on.
Excuse me, please, but we're talking to Dave.
Yeah, just hold on a second, Mooney. They say some people are dead. Let's hear them out.
Right, Dave. Okay. Clowns, cotton candy, flying popcorn. Go ahead. Better make fools out of the police department. I told you I was just over there. Who are you going to believe? Me and this little tramp.
Now, come on, Mooney. I'm handling this, all right? All right, Debbie. Who's your friend?
Mike. We go to school together.
You two were up at top of the world together?
Yeah.
I know you, you little fart. You hang out with the Terenzi brothers. Clowns. I get it. Another one of their stupid stunts to sell ice cream from that goddamn truck those hoodlums run around in. Well, now I really believe this. Well, you better go now, Dave. Before the clowns take over, huh? And when you get back from saving the world, I want a full written report so I can give it to the chief when he gets back on Monday.
Look, everything happened just the way we said.
We are telling you the truth.
All right. You two come with me. Come on.
Hurry up, Dave. Don't let him get away. Go ahead, Dave. Make a dummy out of yourself. But you're not going to make a dummy out of me.
You, in the back. Going up there to check this out. First, I'm taking you home, Bill.
No way! I'm going back up there with you. You can't tell me what to do.
Debbie, just listen to me, would you?
I don't have to listen to you. You are not my boyfriend anymore, all right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not your boyfriend anymore. It doesn't change the way I feel about you, though, Debbie.
Dave, please. Don't do this to me.
All right, Debbie, you got a choice. Well, either go home or I'm going to take you back to the station and lock you up for safekeeping. How's that?
Pizza!
Oh, pizza. For me? Oh, Jim. Is this from you?
Look, Debbie.
May I please speak to Mike outside?
Fine. Sure.
Your boyfriend. This is great. This is just great. He's probably going to take me up on top of the hill and shoot me.
Look, don't worry about Dave. It's those clowns you got to worry about. Listen, as soon as you guys leave here, I'm going to follow you guys up there.
You're going to follow us up there? Debbie, I don't even want to go up there. Listen, you stay inside the house and keep the door locked. I'll be back here in a little bit to check on you. Okay? Huh?
You better.
It's good timing.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know, pal.
It was right there where that hole is.
So you're saying that hole is where the tent was? The tent made that hole? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, it was there. Look, we saw it. That's a fact.
I'll tell you what the facts are, mister. You said people are being killed. Now, where are the bodies?
I don't know. I saw Joe Lombardo dead. I can only tell you what I think I saw.
Oh, so now you just think you saw.
No, I know what I saw. I just can't prove it. My proof is gone.
Yeah, right. Turn around, pal. Mooney was right, huh? Got nothing better to do but cause problems. Well, you're not going to get away with it this time.
Get away with what? Debbie saw it, too.
Yes, yeah, she did, didn't she?
Oh, come on. Hey, Eddie, that a new bike you got?
Without this bike.
Jojo coming into town.
Watch this, baby.
Is that bike too big for you?
Hey, Patty! Hey.
Mean bike you got there.
Yeah.
Can I take a ride, pal?
What? Oh, come on. Let's take a ride.
Can I beep the horn?
Oh, thank you.
Should have let the man ride his bike. I'm sorry. I seem to have broken your bike. Where'd it go?
Bobby Boo! Bobby Boo!
gonna do?
Knock my block off.
Here's some more ketchup for your sandwich bag.
Now, here's some more ketchup. I want you to sit still and eat your hamburger. You know, this isn't as much fun as it used to be.
It is if you're the winners.
Back here, young lady. You're not going anywhere till you finish your food.
What's going on?
All right, get out. Turn around.
What are you doing, man? You're not going to hit me, are you?
Oh, just turn around, pal, all right?
Look, I'm sorry about Debbie, man. I didn't know she
was
your mom.
Just drop it, Mike. Check this out.
That's the stuff. That's the stuff that I was telling you about that was all wrapped around Joe Lombardo. Where'd you get that?
Over in that Jeep over there.
That's McReed's Jeep.
Who's McReed?
Bob McReed? He was up here tonight with me and Debbie. Those are his glasses. They got him. He's dead.
Crescent Cove Police Station, Mooney speaking. Wait a minute. Calm down, I can't understand you. What? Oh, clowns, huh? And now they're at your front door, huh? Wait a minute, who is this? Stupid kids and the pranks. Rich little bastards. I'd shoot them all. Daddy sends them to fancy schools so the police department can babysit the little pricks. Police station, Mooney speaking.
Yeah.
Oh, Kurt, I think I have a bit of a problem here.
Just a minute. Jesus, not you too, Mr. Myers. Police station, Mooney here. What? Oh, they took your wife away in a balloon? Well, you don't need a police pal, you need a psychiatrist. Mr. Myers? The Terenzi brothers have the whole town in on this? Huh. Where the hell with them all? They want to play games? They're messing with the wrong guy.
Jesus!
No, oh no, oh no! Come on, Joe, get going!
God!
I'll call the state police up in Marlboro. They've got a lab. Maybe somebody up there can tell us what this stuff is. It's not cotton candy, that's for sure.
Yes, finally. That's what I've been telling you.
Look, I'm sorry I was a little tough on you back there. It's been a hard night. Having Debbie involved just makes it a lot more difficult.
What can I say? I didn't know she...
Hey, it's got nothing to do with you, really. It's me.
It's obvious she goes for laughs, not stability. Things.
Look, a clown right there! There he is, I told you. You get out there and shoot him. Get him, babe! Kill him!
Just hang on, calm down. Let me check this out.
Buddy, you could have gotten both of us killed.
I'm sorry. I freaked out a little bit.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know. I don't see him anywhere.
He's gone. He went straight up.
I've seen enough. Windmaker 5. Kirk, do you read me? Over.
One Baker 5, this is Mooney speaking.
I was a little worried about you.
I thought the big bad clown's got a hold of you. Over.
Mooney, I want you to listen to me and don't say anything. I want you to call the state police and get help. There are clowns and they are killing people. Over.
Okay, let me get this straight. You say there are clowns and you've seen him. Okay, Dave, that's it. Screw you and your college flunkies. I've had enough of this from you and from everyone else. I know what you guys are trying to do. Break me down, drive me out of the force. Well, it's going to take a hell of a lot more than a lame prank like this to get Curtis Mooney to throw in his badge. So fuck you. Over.
Oh, Mooney, shit. This is an emergency. Mooney!
You cut me off.
Son of a bitch, cut me off. I gotta get back to the station. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I got to get through to the state police.
About the girl.
Forget about the girl.
They
eat too much.
Put it in paper, ice cream. So what? The truck's getting away.
Hey, those aren't killer clowns. Those are the Terenzi brothers.
Terenzi brothers?
Get back to the station. Radio for help. I'm going to catch up with my friends. How to warn people.
All right. Tell everyone to stay indoors and don't do anything stupid.
You too.
Me? You were driving.
Oh, what? I could just get one thing right
there.
The whole
ice cream thing was your idea.
My idea? You're the one who said we get girls this way.
No, I didn't. You did.
You did.
You did.
Hey, Rich, Paul.
Oh, man. Am I glad to see you guys?
Frank, how you doing? You want some ice cream?
No, man. Listen, something horrible's happened. I need your help.
Well, what are you talking about?
What's wrong? There's no time to explain. There's clowns going around killing people.
Huh?
Look, tonight Debbie and I were up on top of the world, and we followed the spaceship, and there was these clowns, and they was carrying these cotton candy cocoons, and they were shooting these popcorn guns, and there's a circus tent spaceship, right? But it's not there anymore, but we were there, we saw the whole thing.
And they say we're crazy, so?
Oh, come on, you guys, I'm not fooling around.
Hey, Mike, what do you want us to do? We have ice cream to sell tonight.
Paul, this is more important than selling ice cream. There's clowns going around killing people. We're all in danger.
Well, we haven't sold that much ice cream tonight.
We haven't sold any.
Come on, guys, will you help me? Look, at least take me over to Debbie's house, okay? I think she's in danger.
Does she have any roommates?
Yes, she's got two. She's got two beautiful roommates with big boobs.
Do they like ice cream?
They love it.
What are we waiting for?
Come on! Stop your foot! Just get out of the way.
Freak yourself. You ain't gonna get the best of me. I made it through Korea. I can make it through this bullshit. Son, I think you made a big mistake. You're in Mooney's territory now. For me? I gotta shoot you right now, you red-nosed freak.
So you want to play games, eh?
You're in Mooney's jail. And you ain't got no rights. All right, Buster. God.
Hey, Officer Mooney, come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, are we gonna be here all night or what?
Yeah, we get one phone call, don't we?
Right, I'm gonna call my...
Shut up!
What are you in for?
Department, hello?
Thank you.
you back here?
Hey, Jane. Oh, the lady I saw you with last night. Don't worry, Dave. All we want to do is kill you.
The town's gone crazy. People are being killed. Over.
What's all these reports about circus clowns?
These clowns aren't people. They're some kind of creatures, things from another planet. Look, Jack, they're killing people. Officer Mooney is dead. I know, I saw it. He was killed by one of these things. Could you send all available units immediately, please? Over. Come on, Jack!
Okay, calm down, buddy. Help is on the way.
Cocoons, popcorn guns, monster shadows. Ooh, I mean, what do you think we are?
Yeah, we're not as stupid as we look.
This isn't the first wild thing you've tried to put over on us.
No, you remember Hidden Lake?
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, forget Hidden Lake. This has nothing to do with Hidden Lake.
Oh, we would have to be total morons to believe this clown invasion crap.
If there are killer clowns running around here, then I'm Porky Pig.
Thank you.
it's Mike. Open up.
Mike?
Outside over here?
Yeah.
Take a right. Maybe the left, right here.
The left?
Right.
Right.
No, left! Left! The house right up, Holy shit, what is that?
Wow, look at that!
Come on, we can't lose them. They got Debbie. We're losing. Can you go a little bit faster?
Come on, Mike. What do you want? This is an ice cream truck.
Hey, Rick, the cop, stop the truck! Now you did it.
I did it? What do you mean? You told me to stop.
Didn't I told you to pull over?
No, you didn't. You said stop, so I stopped.
I meant pull over.
Well, if you meant pull over, you should have said pull over.
Why don't you say what you mean next time?
Come on, let's go see what happens.
Dave, are you okay?
Oh, fuck. Mike, what the hell are you guys doing?
They got Debbie.
Get in the truck, pal.
Gee, officer, I'm really sorry. I was feeling a little queasy.
Hey, Mike, which way were they heading?
They went that way, but now we lost. But I don't know where they went.
I do. If you were a clown, where would you hide?
The amusement park.
Great!
All right!
Park's closed. I'll have to ask you to leave. What are you going to do with those pies, boys?
Ooh.
Everybody stick together.
She's gone.
Wow. Hey, you guys, this is weird. Look at this stuff.
Looks like a wad of melted ice cream.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Oh, shit.
Now, you guys, no fooling around. Stick together, okay? I don't know what the hell's in here.
Ooh, scary.
Hey, did you get through for help?
Yeah, help is on the way.
You tell them it was an invasion?
I told them, but I don't really believe it myself. Where did they come from? Why are they here? Why clowns?
Not clowns. Some kind of animal from the world that's look like clowns. Shit, Dave. Maybe they're the ancient astronauts, you know, that came to our planet centuries ago. And our idea of clowns just comes from them.
How come they're not funny?
Maybe they're from a dying planet. Maybe their sun pooped out and they need a new place to live.
Maybe they're using us for experiments to dissect and study.
So that means they're intelligent. So why don't they communicate with us? I mean, talk to us instead of killing us.
Maybe they're just cruising through the galaxy and stopped here for a bite to eat.
Yeah, look, everybody, let's just hold off on the talking, okay? Let's not give ourselves away.
What are we going to do when we find them? Can we kill them?
Yeah, you shoot them in the nose.
Watch this.
Cool.
Probably booby trapped. All right, now look, you guys, stay together. I don't have to run around and find you too.
No problem. We can handle it.
Yeah. All right, let's go. All right, now where'd they go? Come on, Rich, Paul.
Hey, look, don't worry about the Terenzi brothers. They do this all the time.
Yes.
Those guys are like cats. They always land on their feet.
Are you Debbie's roommate?
Wait a second. I recognize this place. This is the tent that Debbie and I were in. Come on. Okay, this is where we were before.
Oh, this is incredible.
Looks like they got the whole town.
We gotta find her. What kind of blue is she in?
Yellow.
All right. See anything, Mike?
No.
possible, Mike.
Was right, man. They are hungry. They're gonna eat everybody, man!
Just calm down. Just calm down, all right? We gotta find Debbie before it's too late. All right. Hey, that's the one. The yellow balloon. Is she in there?
Yeah, she's in there.
Debbie?
She's alive.
God.
How do we get her out of here?
I don't know. Go! Careful, Mike.
Damn it!
Debbie? Honey? Hang on a sec, Mike.
What are you doing?
Just stand back, Mike.
You can't shoot. You can kill her.
Well, just back off, all right? Now just get ready to run. Are you all right? Are you okay?
Yeah. I can't breathe.
Okay. Come on. Oh, God. We gotta get the hell out of here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Wait a second, guys. We can't leave. There might be other people still alive in these balloons.
Come on, it's too late.
Dave!
Stopped here. Good reason.
Okay, which way do we go?
That doesn't really matter.
Let's go down here.
All right, come on.
Come on.
Come on, open the door.
Another door.
Come on, Mike.
Another door. Another door. Debbie, come on.
Thank you. You're alive.
Yeah, but I saw you guys get blown up in the ice cream truck.
Oh, that. Oh, we hid in the freezer with the ice cream.
Yeah. Anybody want a dipsicle?
Oh, you and your ice cream.
What?
How are we going to pay for the truck?
Don't blame me. It was your idea.
No, it wasn't. You're the one who said we could get girls.
You said you could.
I did not.
Hey, listen, if it wasn't for me, you'd be a dead French fry.
Oh, yeah, well, you'd be a dead possum.
Think it's over?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.